teasing in the harem. As a Kama Sutra mistress, I keep many slaves and servants in my harem who are both male and female. I find the easiest way to control the males in my stable is with the use of tease and denial. I make sure I keep them in a constant state of arousal. They rarely get to see me completely naked, but my female slaves and servants are almost always naked. Since my male slaves are as well, it's easy to tell by their raging hard-ons just how turned on they are. A different kind of tease and denial session. Admit it, guys, you love lesbian porn, so just how hot and bothered do you think the male members of my harem get when they are allowed to watch me with one of my slave girls? I'm talking about my real girls, not one of my sissies. It's a whole different kind of tease and denial. I bring them both into the playroom. My female assistant and I tie the poor boy up to a chair, completely immobilizing him. If he is one of my whinier ones, I'll slip a cock gag on him. Last, I slowly slide a cock ring down his shaft to make sure he stays hard for the entire experience. I might let my girl lick and suck his cock for a few quick seconds, then I go to work on her. The slut gets what the slave can't have. I may decide she needs to be tied up as well, or just push her to the floor and sit on her face. I love the feeling of her tongue working on its magic on my clit. Very soon, though, my tongue, fingers, or strap-on will be deep inside her cunt and will be bringing her to multiple earth-shattering orgasms, making her scream out as she comes over and over again. Meanwhile, the male slave just has to sit there watching and listening to it all, knowing there's going to be no relief for him. You see, I found that my girl sluts are motivated by orgasm, but male sluts respond much better to denial and chastity. Just another way, we women are superior to you. This is Mistress Sonali of thekinkyphonesexgirl.com, and you can call me by dialing 1-800-601-7259.